The California legislature has passed its largest ever budget. In a compromise between Democratic lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown, it spends $125 billion and funds much of what the governor had proposed cutting. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford has the story.
This is how Senate Budget Chair Holly Mitchell introduced the spending plan for a vote.
This bill is the culmination of months of consideration, deliberation, and negotiation in the legislature and with the administration.
It started with Governor Jerry Brown in January predicting sluggish revenue and scaling back legislative priorities. He planned to slow education funding increases, freeze child care provider rates, and phase out a middle-class college scholarship. Through negotiation and a rosier budget outlook, none of those cuts will occur. As usual, the budget's support falls largely along party lines. Senate Republican leader Pat Bates argued new gas and tobacco taxes aren't used as voters intended.
Full loaf was what was promised, and we're giving them a half a loaf, and we should be baking a better loaf.
Once signed by the governor, the new budget takes effect July 1st. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.